It looks like United Airlines will not get a loan guarantee from the federal government. The Air Transportation Stabilization Board voted today to reject the airline's bid for financial help. United was seeking $1.8 billion in loan guarantees as an essential ingredient in its business plan. Without a new loan, it's not clear how the nation's second-largest airline avoids bankruptcy. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been following the story. She joins us now from Chicago. Cheryl, the board that rejected United's request was set up to assist airlines that got in trouble after the terrorist attacks. Why did they not want to help United?
Well, they essentially just didn't believe United's figures. They called the airline's business plan that they had presented financially unsound. They said it was based on unreasonably optimistic revenue forecast. And even if the airline had taken a more reasonable approach, the ATSB said United would be in the same kind of crisis a few years down the line, even if the loan it sought was guaranteed. So in a sense, they just didn't buy United's numbers.
United had been pressing its unions for wage concessions, and in fact, it had gotten the concessions from all but the machinists. But in the end, that didn't matter, I guess.
Well, at this point, it probably doesn't mean a hill of beans. They did get concessions from the flight attendants, from the pilots, from the baggage handlers. The mechanics had rejected their portion of a more than $5 billion wage concession package that was to come from all of them. And they were scheduled to vote on a slightly altered package tomorrow. And United had really gone out and done a major lobbying campaign to get the mechanics to support the plan, because they said without those concessions, they were likely to face bankruptcy, and they needed those concessions to get the loan guarantee from the federal government. The company's lobbying didn't stop there. It also sought the help of political leaders like House Speaker Denny Hastert, of course, from Illinois. But it just didn't sway the Transportation Board at all.
While United was doing its own lobbying, other major airlines were lobbying against a federal rescue of United. Why?
Well, a lot of it has to do with competition. They don't like each other. But it goes much beyond that. They are all losing money. And the other airlines are angry at United for its high cost structure. The airline leads the industry in salaries. And as a result, that's sort of push these other airlines to increase their wages as unions have sought parity with the United Airlines costs. So they called it bad management on United's part and said the airline shouldn't be rewarded for that bad management with a loan guarantee from the federal government, which would put them at a competitive disadvantage. They said what United should do is do like anybody else losing money in that situation and seek help from the bankruptcy court.
So does this mean that we're going to see United in the bankruptcy court soon?
Well, more than likely, it seems like they're headed that way. And even though this seems like it was a quick decision, it really wasn't. And United has been preparing for bankruptcy court all along.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago.